I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA. The Wake and Bake Animal of the Week is the opossum or possum. It's a marsupial found in North, Central, and South America. Now, marsupials carry their young in a pouch.
There, it clamps its tiny mouth on its mother's nipple and takes its first meal of milk.
Other animals that do this include kangaroos, wallabies, wombats, koalas, and Tasmanian devils. The opossum originated in South America and came to North America during the Great American Interchange, during the late Cenozoic Paleozoogeographic era. This is when the volcanic isthmus of Panama rose up from the sea and connected the formerly separated continents. Opossums are omnivores. They eat fruits, insects, snails, slugs, eggs, mice, rats, fish, frogs, crayfish, any kind of roadkill. Opossums like snakes, too, and they're immune to all types of snake venom, except that of the coral snake.
If an animal gets bitten by a coral, the first thing you will strangely see is the back legs will become weak and the diaphragm shuts down.
The word opossum comes from the Powhatan language around 1607, as noted by John Smith at the British settlement of Jamestown, Virginia. He said of the opossum, "It hath a head like a swine, a tail like a rat, and the bigness of a cat." Baby opossums, like their Australian cousins, are called joeys. The opossum lifespan is short, only 2 to 4 years. When threatened or harmed, possums play dead or play possum to protect themselves. When they do, they emit a nasty smelling fluid from their anal glands. Or you can prod them, flip them over, even carry them with no reaction. Threatened possums, especially males, will growl deeply, raising their pitch as the threat becomes more urgent. Famous people who like to eat possum include Mark Twain and former President Jimmy Carter.
I done killed it, done skin it, now I'm gonna grill it.
We love possums at Wake and Bake. We hope you do too. I love those little possums. Used to see them out on the porch eating cat food out of the bowl. Maybe you've seen that. Then they just waddle off. Boy, if you've ever seen one, though, in the daylight, they can scare you with that full jaw of teeth that they have, possums. We love possums. Should we go into the frozen woods?
Yeah, it's pixie time.
Now, usually we imagine those woods as a warm summer place with the rays on the canopy below, that dappled sunlight. But it's a different experience in the winter, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But equally as beautiful.
Yes.
Maybe a vivid red scarlet tanager on one twig. You ever seen a tanager?
I have, yes.
Makes a cardinal
beautiful.
Look dull.
Oh, amazing
just
color.
Like day glow.
Iridescent, right. Yeah.
George, now, what do you need pixie dust today for?
I think just to keep my fingers warm, the tips of my fingers.
Does the dust have chilly. The power
no,
to warm us?
To the soul. Yeah.
Right. You know, people were wondering if the pixie dust would be affected by the cold. Somebody posited, is that the word?
Yep.
Posited? Is that asking
That's
a question?
Posited.
I try to use impressive words now. We're in the woods. We're about to be dusted out of our minds. Are you guys ready for your pixie dust today? If you got a problem, just close your eyes, visualize. Here comes your dust, your healing pixie dust for this beautiful Thursday, December 28th. Always makes me feel better, George.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, George, for sharing the dust experience with us. 14 in front of 9. George is going to give us a slam here. And opinions about the issues that matter to you most. It's Quick Takes with Fabio. What's on your mind this week, Fabio?
I've noticed a really strange phenomenon in the last maybe decade or so in New York City at least. And that is, in the wintertime, if you see a bunch of for lack of a better term, pack of bros walking around. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. There's
always.
Oftentimes I'll see one of the guys will be walking around in shorts and a t-shirt, or maybe just a shirt, and sneakers or flip-flops. Now, normally that wouldn't be a big deal, except I'm talking about in the middle of winter when it's 40 degrees or even less out.
It's now, let's see, I believe it's 14 degrees.
Most other people are walking around all bundled up with coats and scarves and hats and gloves.
Those are terrific jackets. Let me guess.
Right. They've done them all at Burlington.
And there'll be this clown walking around in t-shirt and shorts. Is he trying to prove something? Are they trying to say, oh, look, I'm like Superman. I belong to the Polar Bear Club. What are they doing?
You're as cold as ice.
That's just bizarre to me. It's always bros, okay? Keep that in mind.
There's Fabio with his quick takes.
Good morning, radio listeners. This is your favorite cheesemonger, Wendy Del Formaggio, with your weekly cheese report. One of the questions I hear the most is, how do I store cheese? I wish more people would ask, because many people do it wrong.
Aww.
The thing to remember is, cheese is alive.
It's alive.
It's a complex system of microbes, including yeasts.
It's alive.
Molds.
It's alive.
And beneficial bacteria.
It's alive.
So, don't suffocate it under plastic wrap, even if that's how you bought it. As soon as you get it home, throw away the cling film and house it in its own little cheese cave.
So what we basically did is dug into the clay walls and then fortified it with the concrete.
That can be a zipper lock plastic bag, a jar with a tight lid, or a Tupperware-type container.
Now let's go to a little town in New Jersey where things are really popping. Yes, there's a party going on at Mrs. Betty Martin's house. It's a Tupperware party.
You can also buy special cheese paper if you have the extra cash. You don't want your cheese to dry out, but it does need to breathe. Follow my instructions, and your cheese will love you as much as you love your cheese. Back to you, Clay.
Thanks so much, Wendy. I don't know about you, but I love the Cheese Report, and I love Wendy. Going to the phone. With any luck, Scott is on the other end. Scott, are you there in Long Island?
I am.
Hey, Scotty, how you doing, man?
Fantastic. It's good to be out.
So you're a free man now. You were in the Gray Bar Hotel. Tell us about that.
Well, it's pretty boring. You know, you got to watch over your shoulder at all times. But, you know, it's... If you do the right thing, it's not so bad. If you do the wrong thing, well, it gets kind of rough.
How long were you in for, Scott, in prison?
10 years.
10 years. Wow, that is a long time. Now, Scott, in any way, was it a good thing? Was there a silver lining to it for you in your life?
Absolutely. I didn't waste my bit at all. I learned a lot about people. I learned a lot about... doing the right thing. I learned a lot about growing up, and I'm a better person now for what I did.
Is it easy to get institutionalized, as they say, when you get out? Some people just can't handle it, and they go right back in. That's not you, right, Scott?
Absolutely not. But I did. I walked into a grocery store literally an hour after being out. I walked in, I saw four different kinds of diced tomatoes, had an anxiety attack with all the decisions to be made. I had to run out of there hiding behind my friend.
Right, because you're used to not having a food choice, right?
Absolutely not.
Well, George was telling me, George, what did he say about FMU?
You were saying they listen. Yeah. Tell us about that, Scott.
Tell us about that, Scott. FMU, was it part of your life in prison?
Oh, it was. I listened all the time. I worked down at the horse barn with the horse patrol, and I'd put it on, and guys would come to me. I was like, "What are you listening to?" You know what plays sometimes. Well, those are church bells. Yeah, but what are you listening to? Well, it's WFMU. Why are you listening to this? Because I can.
Did you listen before you went in, Scott? Is that how you knew about us?
I had no idea about WFMU. In fact, I flipped through it on the station. Finally, my friend said, "You gotta listen," and then I started hearing all kinds of cool music. I'm a musician myself.
Right.
I started hearing all kinds of cool musician. You guys helped me to get over like genre lock, and I listen to every type of music now. I realize now what you guys are doing. You guys play some awesome music.
Thanks, Scott. So it's a pretty good bet that right now, right this second, there's a prisoner listening to Wake and Bake?
Yes.
Scott, what would you say not only to that prisoner on the inside, but maybe to a young person who's living a life on the edge, thinking it's kind of glamorous? How would you warn that young person to avoid prison, Scott?
Well, life is very fragile, and all the choices and all the decisions that we make determine what's going to happen to us in the next moments or weeks or months down the road. So, you know, be careful, be positive, do the right thing. It is so much better to be good than it is to be bad.
You're out. There's a brand new year ahead. Scott, are you optimistic about that future?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For everybody and in all climates. Because if people start focusing on what they need to do and focus on their friends, their families, and what needs to happen... We as a people are very resilient, and we will come back.
Scott's just out of prison. He's in Long Island. Scott, happy holidays to you. What's your holiday message to all FMU listeners?
Keep it turned up, man. Keep listening. It's a beautiful place.
Thanks, Scotty. Will you call me again?
Of course.
All right, buddy. Keep it on the straight and narrow, and all the best to you, okay?
Will do. Thanks, Clay.
There he goes. Scott, just out of prison. He's optimistic about the year ahead. Get a cram in a couple today in histories. 875, Charles the Bald, King of the Franks, is crowned as Holy Roman Emperor. 1851, the first American YMCA opens in Boston, Mass. Do you know how to do that YMCA dance? I never did learn it. Somebody's doing it right now. 1862, the bowling ball is invented. Nothing was ever the same. 1916, Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, the first novel by James Joyce, is published. Jesus, I'm falling apart. 1972, Life magazine ceases publication. 1989, Jane Polly says goodbye to NBC's Today Show. 1997, Hong Kong kills all the nation's 1.25 million chickens to stop the spread of a deadly bird flu strain. 1.25 million chickens, Jesus! 2010 in Beijing, the minimum wage is raised by 20%, the second time in 6 months. Wad! 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 Oh, wait, Jesus. Unwad! 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 On this date in 1967, Star Trek's Trouble with Tribbles first airs.
They seem to be gorged.
Gorged? On my grain? Kirk, I am going to hold you responsible. There must be thousands of them.
Hundreds of thousands. 1,771,561. That's assuming one tribble, multiplying with an average litter of 10, producing a new generation every 12 hours over a period of 3 days.
And that's assuming that they got here 3 days ago.
And allowing for the amount of grain consumed and the volume of the storage compartment.
Tribbles. I'm overtime. That's it for me. I'm done. Clay Pigeon, I'm history. Maybe in more ways than one. Who knows? Hopefully I'll be back Tuesday and we'll do this all over again. Happy New Year!
Polar bear has died. Ain't it sad? They took his pretty white hide and put it in a museum for $29.95. On Sundays you can see it, and they'll give you an 8x10 and a collectible polar bear pen. And they'll show you the 3D movie that makes it seem like he's alive again. Polar bears are gone forever now.
We've saved some DNA.
So maybe we can clone them somehow.
Yes.
There's a male in the Nashville Zoo.
Yeah.
yes, but he's been stuffed since 1902. There's a female in St. Paul, but she's been stuffed and she's hanging on a hunter's wall. There's an infant in Qatar, floating in formaldehyde in a mason jar. There are sperm cells in a tube, in a freezer down at Jiffy Lube.
You've been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this.
Ah, you're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh!
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. A little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep glistening.